With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Glenwood Springs 10-year-old Sayla Schneider became the youngest person to climb El Capitan earlier this summer. She talks about the experience tonight. Kristen Kay has more.
In June, Schneider climbed the 3,000-foot peak in Yosemite National Park with her father, Michael. She's now a fifth grader at Glenwood Springs Elementary School, and she says that's harder.
Because I've been climbing my whole life, I've never been in fifth grade before.
Tonight, the Schneiders will discuss the five-day climb at Colorado Mountain College in Glenwood Springs. Sayla says she wants to talk about perseverance.
You're not going to get through this life unless you realize that there's some sucky moments.
Climbing El Capitan starts at 6:30 this evening. Kristen Kay, Atlas Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Rocky Mountain Resources, or RMR, is asking to conduct a hydrology study for the proposed expansion area around the Mid-Continent Quarry just north of Glenwood Springs. RMR bought the quarry in 2016 and is asking the Bureau of Land Management, BLM, to expand the current mining site by 5,000%. BLM Public Affairs Specialist David Boyd says the agency will conduct baseline studies before conducting an environmental impact study, which is required before the expansion can be approved.
We want as much baseline information about the area as we can, sorts of things. So this is part of that, to provide baseline information so we can look at what potential impacts the proposed expansion would have.
But Glenwood Springs Mayor Jonathan Goda says the main question is whether RMR is violating the mining law of 1872. The BLM says that law allows private companies to mine on public lands for certain minerals, but does not include limestone, which is what RMR is mining.
We are just still at a loss as a community to really understand why that question hasn't been completely examined, vetted, and litigated before any of these other studies are allowed to happen.
Public comment is open for the hydrology study through the BLM until October 24th. It's almost October, and fall is getting into full swing. Alex Hager has more on the science behind one of Colorado's favorite signs of the season.
Autumn is officially here. The nights are getting colder, the days are getting shorter, and the aspen trees up on the hillsides are starting to turn from green to gold. Jim Kravitz at the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies says leaves are how a tree absorbs much-needed sunlight, and when there's less daylight to be had, it's time for the leaves to go.
The tree has a budget it needs to meet every year, and it does that budget through its leaves, and it is producing more leaves, it's producing roots, it's getting thicker, it's getting taller. Like, the tree has to do all of this in a very short period of time.
Kravitz added that even though it might seem like the color changes are behind schedule this year, they're still well within the normal range for the area. Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.